This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Red Control Station for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 39 and 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. Now, this is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the section of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the group, I have the following stations listed: WB8 USA, WB8 TQZ, WB8 TKL, KW5AS, WD8 AXB, and KAJBD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo.
KB9IAR, boy, I haven't heard you in a while. You got a good signal tonight, thank you. Next station, please. Are there any relays? KAJBD, KE8DUN?
Go ahead, KAJBD.
Yeah, can you place a general net call, please?
Will do. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, please call now. Again, Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, call now. This is KAJBD.
November 8, Echo, November, X-ray, Julia, India, Mike.
KADON, this is KJBD, nothing heard.
Okay, thank you, Jim, KAJBD, KADON, Michigan Section ARPSCNet. I am just cheating here, looking at my watch to see what's on my calendar this week because I left my phone upstairs. He caught me in the middle of this. I was just finishing up putting together a piece of furniture for my son, and saw the time and said, hey, I got to get down here because I knew that he wasn't going to make it. So anyway, good evening, everybody. Appreciate you all coming out. We've got, let's see here, this past week, yesterday, I just got back. I went up Friday night. Got to see a lot of snow up in Gaylord when I made a stop there, and also they had plenty of snow on the ground up in Manistique, which is where I was staying. We worked with the District 8 folks. They had an exercise put together. It was a classroom exercise covering all of the non-incident parts of the position task book. Ended up with eight people being able to participate. We had three people who completed their task book, so they had other tasks that had been previously completed. Another two people have one more task to go each, different tasks, and they'll be able to accomplish those at just about any time. And then the remaining folks have another event to go through, and they will go through. They are planning to have one or two of the upcoming events that will be normally public service events. We are able to structure those as NIMS organized, and so they'll be able to get those folks through the book in there, as well as other volunteers that might be up in the area. So if you're interested in working on your task book, you might want to reach out to QA, Bob Delta Charlie, KAPDC, Mr. Pete Costa, and he will see if he can squeeze you in there to help. And if not, it's certainly a fun couple of events that we've got Doc's running on a running race that's later in the spring. So that's the week past. Upcoming this week, I've got, I believe it's Wednesday, a Cobalt Magnet 25 measles review. Measles, the master scenario is on list, so we're just kind of doing a checkpoint. Big exercise that's going to run for about a week, and so there's a lot of moving parts coming together, a lot of agencies involved, and there will definitely be some Oxcom injects. Communication. And Thursday, I'm going to head down, I'll be down on and visit the club over there. Dave Fertel, the EC, he's a new EC over there, he took over from Paul Reiner. He has asked if I could come in and give a talk on Oxcom, the folks that have some interest in it. So we'll be meeting up with them. And I think that was kind of on my calendar. I just kind of, like I said, scrambled over to my wife. So other than that, it'll be a quiet week overall, at least as far as Oxcom goes. All right, I'll shut up, and let me go next to WDA USA to be followed by WDA TTE. Mr. Joe, how are things over your way?
Yeah, well, it's been pretty cold, Max. This here
could
well imagine.
Okay.
No sunshine today, but you can expect it. I've got a relay for you. JBD was calling for check-ins. I picked up a Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India. He was sweet breathable here, so you might want to put him at the bottom of the roster board.
Did you say Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Alpha Juliet?
Negative, Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. Over.
Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. I think I got it that time.
Okay, good enough. So I want to make sure I got that in. And good enough on KB9I. Don has been making the rounds on a lot of nets, Michigan Tritic Net and the Max Net, and has been checking in. And even a Great Lakes emergency in Tritic Net. So he had an antenna that was down for a long time and had help putting another one up. I think he's running an NetSat. He'll explain it more on his transmission, but good for him, and boy, he's getting his revenge, isn't he? So good for you, Don. So we'll skip on the rest, and some pretty good signals. Max, I just one thing I said, you were loud and clear. You have decayed a little bit, you're readable. There you go. All right, well, let's see what's going on here. Well, the only noteworthy, well, I have two noteworthy items. Number one, looks like we'll be going to the Interop convention this year, next year. The Red Cross out of Grand Rapids is sponsoring me, so I took that open slot. So after an absence of a few years, looks like I'll be going back. I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to returning to Michigan from Florida, but you got to let something go in order to take something in that's really worthwhile. And I do have my business cards printed up, as I'm sure Bradley, if he's sponsoring, he's emceeing the event, he'll be pushing business cards. So I took a plunge and got some. Well, let's see, and then the other newsworthy item, all quiet in accounting, number one. Number two is that the Red Cross Radio Room project that I've been working on, and another fella, Randy, a non-amateur Red Cross volunteer, is almost complete after working on it since June. There are a total of seven antennas up there. Two HF dipoles, and then the rest are tri-band or dual-band antennas, ground planes. Two of them have 220 capability, and doggone it, because of proper pre-planning, the SWR is basically flat on all of them. So I couldn't be more pleased. So that's wrapping up. The last little bit is programming the laptop computers that are going in there, hanging some pictures on the wall, and then celebrate with some kind of a event. Not sure what it's going to be. We've already had the station on the air. That's on the reception report. So that was a good thing. Anyway, enough of my yakking, back to you, Mike. Matt, thanks for running it, and all have a safe week upcoming. Over.
All right, Joe, thank you for all of that. Your signal was good pretty much all the way through there, and you've taken a little bit of a tape, but still good readable. The fickleness of the bands. Good job. They give me radio room all set up there, and really nice work on the antennas. So it's good to hear that everything's nice and flat as SWR wise. And thank you as well for passing along the extra check-in there. I've got them added to the roster. Next, let's go to WBATTZ to be followed by WBATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Presque Isle County?
Hey, this is Max, KHDON and Michigan Air PSC, WBATKZ. Well, actually, we're doing a lot better up here for weather than other areas around here. We've had relatively very little snow, which unless you know is a good thing. And things are working out pretty well. We're staying caught up with it. I found that when I did finally go out and check my antennas there, quickly slacked off on a few halyards to see what kind of shape they were in. They were in pretty good shape, but I obviously did not get the 75 meter and 30 feet point back where it was. It hasn't tuned up the same since then. So I guess this next one, maybe tomorrow or the next day, I need to get out there and see if I can tweak it a little bit more and get it where I belong. I did receive an email from Chuck Burrell up in Mackinac City regarding a bison refresher online Thursday evening. Attachment, which I didn't read until today. This today is the last day to register for it, so I guess I'll take a shot at that and see if I can avail myself of that. But it seems like an easy way to get brushed up, and certainly convenient enough, especially this time of year. That's about all the news here. Back to you.
All right, Mike, thank you. WBATKL-KEAD1 Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yes, good. Yeah, it's always good to be able to check the antennas before the snow gets too deep up there. Nice to hear you're surviving the weather as well. Yes, my Sims refresher training, you mentioned that over the weekend while I was yesterday. Pete was promoting that a bit as well. I guess Bryce is going to be running that class, so it should be a good one. Hope you enjoy it there, and that you're able to get checked in. Let's see, we're going to go to WBATKL, and then we'll take a standby here. Mr. J, how are things down your way?
Whiskey Bravo 8-Tango Kilo Lima, Jay in Ypsilanti Township. Well, I'm currently looking at on my laptop here at a picture of one of my fellow ham neighbor's backyard. He's got a camera that watches his backyard, but it's on the Arden Microwave Network. And I'm getting a really nice color photograph, and not much going on in his backyard at the moment, but it does confirm the network is up and running. We're going to be, the Aero Radio Club is going to be going out to a public park in Ann Arbor this time, Hunt Park, and the guys will be setting up in the cold and the rain. Well, not that cold. We're expecting about 50 degrees that day. We'll see how it is after sunset, but it will be a bit wet, and the guys will be setting up some of their HF stations and Arden's nodes and hopefully some 220 megahertz operations, but they'll be setting up in the park as we do every third Monday of every month. We do this year-round no matter what the weather. There are only two of us that belong to the 6 Degrees Club, where we showed up for an outing that was, the temperature was only 6 degrees, and that was rather a fun one, but there were only two of us that were willing to go and set up gear and brave the elements. But this time I'm going to go and set up an Arden node, shoot over the tops of all the tall buildings in downtown Ann Arbor. We will be on high ground and establish a link into the main body of the network and see what's to be seen. We'll also be promoting 220 megahertz operations now that we've got a 220 megahertz. Cross-linked with our main T-meter machine. So when we do the Monday night net, the guys will be able to check in with their handy talkies or their rigs or whatever, in order to see how many of them will show up and actually do that. Monday night net. happening around the state in the ARES world. With that, WBATKL, back to that.
Okay, Jay, thank you for your comments there. Good luck out at the park there. I hope that the weather does turn out to be warm and not too wet for you when you guys get set up there. You're certainly having a lot of fun with the hiding net there. It sounds like one of your cohorts there down is down that way has managed to create a homebrew security system with the imaging net. All right, this is KEDY. We're taking a standby here to see if there's anyone else who'd like to join into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? I heard the repeaters striking up. Is any OBU out there, this KEDY?
Yeah, I checked in early. I just heard if you didn't call me, I'd just be quiet.
All right. I got you in on the roster there. Real quick, do you have any comments to that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Isaiah, I got you checked in. I was wondering if you had any comments for that.
I'm currently noise-free from the local grow operation. I spent the last week. Took down all of his lights and reinstalled a complete new lighting system. Sometimes you have to take it a little bit to an extreme to get rid of your interference, but you know what? I'm a happy camper.
Hey, that's not so bad. He's probably doing okay with Robin, and as a result of it, everybody's happy. Good deal. Thank you, as always, for providing the remote and riding along here. All right, let's go to KW5AS and to be followed by WD8AXB. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Milwaukee?
This is KW5AS. Well, things are very, very foggy. It's going to be above freezing this evening and tomorrow morning, at least for a couple of days. So it'll be a good time to get outside, see if I can get some more antenna work done. Other than that, not much happening around the area. It's kind of a bland time of year. You know, it's one of those things, haven't had any real heavy snow yet, so it's one of those things that we're just doing what we can, and, you know, just kind of taking it easy, getting the shack in order, probably do some antenna work since the weather will be warm and the coax won't be frozen to the ground, and that'll be about it for the week, KW5AS.
Hi, KW5AS, KEDY. Boy, you have a solid signal coming into Midland here this evening.
You are loud and clear, sir.
Next we go to WDEASPD, followed by KAJBD. Mr. Charlie, how are things down your way?
Well, good afternoon, Max and everybody. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in Calhoun County, District 5. Nice to hear KB5IAR. I sent a quick text message to Don and reminded him of the net, and I knew his he had some antenna issues, but then I didn't know what his status was, but I was able to hear him check in, which is not always easy to do because we're kind of close, and I guess our antennas don't orient well for ground wave, but Don, we heard you today quite well. Let's see here. Yeah, I found out that Brett wasn't going to be on the net tonight. I did let a bunch of other stations know in Southwest Michigan to, it's like, hey, you know, stations, if you can check in, at least check your rig out and do some listening if you got other things going in the background. Boy, I wish this net could grow in active check-ins, that's for sure. I don't know why we don't get more. Yes, I understand people have family and dinner things on Sundays, but really, every Sunday? And sometimes we even take Sundays off for holiday reasons that we don't have nets. So yeah, there you go. Well, tomorrow one of my plans is to try to do a temporary patch on a piece of coax outside that I accidentally cut when I was going. going after some weeds and growing weedy vines, and the weedy vine that I cut was actually wrapped around a piece of coax going to one of my HF antennas. I've got three HF wire antennas, and only two of them are fit for duty right now, so I would really like to get my third one set up, and I can do it in the rain. I just don't want to do it with, 6 inches of snow on the ground or have it be any colder. So, yeah, we're supposed to get up to, I think, around 50, upper 40s to around 50 tomorrow here in Kalamazoo County. Let's see, was there something else? I guess not at this time, so we will turn it back to you there, Max, Net Control, and yeah, your signal's been pretty steady, but now the fading is starting to start, so must be the sun is going down or something, so you're up and down, up and down. KEADON, back to you, sir, from WDAXB, over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Yeah, you had a really good signal coming in here all the way through, and thank you for promoting the net around the area there. We do get some nice turnout from Southwest Michigan, and never hurts to promote it further. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KADON, this is KAJBD. Good afternoon, and hello to all on the net. The name is Jim, ECRF for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. KB8AY is in the process of finalizing our NCS schedule for next year for the Washtenaw ARPSC and the Siren Tap Net. So we're getting that squared away coming up for next year. Other than that, not too much going on. However, I did hear again Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India, trying to check in again. So just thought I'd bump that out and see if maybe he sort of heard it. Anyway, great signal here tonight, 5x9, armchair copy. Anyway, good afternoon to all, and hopefully everybody has a great upcoming week. So back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and thank you for confirming the call. Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Kilo, Mr. Pete up there in up the west branch. We'll get to you. And, yes, I'm glad it was that one and not what I had written down, Kilo Alpha 8. That's an expired call. So, very good. Thank you. And, by the way, you can tell KB8AY, your gateway is working nicely. I hit it with 5 watts from here with my X6100. So it did a very nice job. First try out. All right, we'll go next to KB9IAR to be followed by KEHAKI. Mr. Don, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I've had antenna collect problems quite a while, and I ordered a N-fed half-wave 130 foot, and had KE8UU and WB8KC come over to you and put them up for me, and I'm pretty happy with it. So it's doing a great job for me. That's about all I have. Back to Net Control, KE8DON, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, thank you for checking in this evening, KB9IAR. Good to hear you again. We hadn't heard you in quite a while, always good to hear you. Sounds like you're doing well, and it's always good to have friends who can climb on things and put sticks up in the air for us. KB8SWR once came over and be there around my roof for a couple of antennas. I appreciate you. It's actually get a good use out of those. Let's see here now. We're going to go to KEAJKI. KEAJKI, KEADON. Can we do a signal check?
KEAJKI.
Anybody here?
DC4, I have to
KAJON, KAJVD, yes, he's on.
22480, I'm still not sure that my radio is set up correctly here. But nothing new to report, just as of last week. We are still putting regulated and cleaning up the IOSCO EOCs to try to get those communications back in a restored condition there. So other than that,
KAJKI has concluded his comments.
All right, thanks for relaying that. Pete, I couldn't hear your comments. Unfortunately, I think your signal went right over my house this time. So, hopefully we'll be able to catch you next time there. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Pete is, by the way, one of our newest ECs on taking care of things up there. All right, this is KEDON. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to pause here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check into the net before we close. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we will close this session of the net. We had 11 check-ins and 27 minutes of airtime. I want to thank everybody for checking in this evening, taking a little bit of time out of your Sunday, as Charlie mentions it. And I do appreciate that. I hope you all have a great evening and have a good week ahead. Stay dry or out to the ground as well in some of the days it's slippery. But anyway, stay safe and healthy, as it were. And I will look forward to seeing you all again and talking with you all again in the next week. This is KEDON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEDON out.